Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm back with Natasha Trenev and Jenny Patel Thompson, and we're talking gut health today and gut ill health at the same time. We're definitely going to talk in this segment about the power of herbs and quality herbs and probiotics and how to rebuild our intestinal tract. You know, Natasha, before we get started, we are doing things today to ourselves that are causing some abuse. Sometimes we listen to information and we don't follow through. The overuse of laxatives and unhealthy colon cleanses. We're stirring up some stuff, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not only the problem with big pharma, it's the problem with ill-educated people, even in our alternative health food industry. And the point is that I'm a user and a supporter of herbs, but herbs are medicine. And you have to know what you're taking that herb for and how long you should take it. And you should be repopulating your intestinal tract with the right probiotic 2 hours after you take the herb, because it's the same effect as a natural antibiotic. So most people are ignorant of that. And also, I think that they've been sold the idea that they have to take these colon cleanses on a regular basis, and they have no idea how the colon cleanse, you know, disturbs this whole microbiota and gets, you know, maybe the bad bacteria off the intestinal lining, but it also gets the good bacteria off, and it creates a deficient optimal population of beneficial bacteria, and ultimately will lead to health problems because now you are disturbing an ecosystem with the intent of, you know, cleansing it. But by cleansing it, you're also disturbing it and causing the optimal balance to disappear.
When when my readers ask me about colon cleansing, or let's say they're having a clear out because they're having a colonoscopy, my advice, like what we do is we say, well, you have to follow that with a probiotic retention enema. So you insert the probiotics up into the colon through the rectum, and you hold it in there till they're absorbed, and then you go on a minimum of 3 months of high-dose oral supplementation to replace all the good bacteria you just flushed out.
And, you know, you just hit on something. Here is somebody that's reestablishing from a cleanse-out that they're going in for a medical exam, and all the other people that are out there that are stripping themselves every single day are doing no rebuilding of any kind. And, you know, we're always in a negative fashion. You know, we're so behind the eight ball. We need to be building and rebuilding and colonizing and building these lines of healthy bacteria. And we wonder why we're getting every disease and every health problem. We wonder why we can't recover. And you know, and I know as you're going to talk about how these herbs and probiotics that you used made a difference, you know, I want people to know that we can offer hope at the same time. And, you know, as I was reading through your book, your protocols are, they're not that hard to follow. And they make sense when you read through, you understand what's happening. You explained it very well.
Well, and even like in that gut infection book, when we're talking about, you know, because if you have IBD or IBS, you have almost guaranteed to have an infectious organism in your gut that you need, at least one that you need to clear. And so we use very potent herbal substances like wild oregano oil or olive leaf extract to kill off those bad bugs. But as part of the protocol, we are simultaneously replacing the good bacteria. So for example, in my wild oregano oil protocol, you spend all day, 5 times a day, killing bad bugs. And then right before you go to bed at night, you take a massive dosage of the Natron probiotics or, you know, whatever you can tolerate at that time. But you go for as high a dosage as you can tolerate. So that good bacteria has all night to do its work until you start again in the morning. And that's what enables you to, pursue a little bit more aggressive path of healing without triggering a flare and getting your gut hypersensitive and irritated again, because you're always balancing. Well, I'm killing the bad stuff, but I'm putting in the good stuff. So I'm keeping things in balance in my gut during the process.
Well, and then we have to correct kind of the mindset that goes on. We have become, as a nation, a group of people that are looking for the fastest way to get rid of the most annoying symptoms that we deal with every day. When we're constipated, we think laxative. When we have gastrointestinal, we have heartburn, bloating, gas, and we're burping, we think acid-restrictive medication. And somehow we have convinced ourselves that when the symptoms go away, the problem goes away as well. And it couldn't be farther from the truth.
No, and in my flagship book, Listen to Your Gut, the symptom treatments there are divided up: short-term relief and long-term resolution of the root problem. Because like you said, people are like, I can't go to the bathroom, I just need to have a bowel movement. That's very serious. They need help in the moment. But what helps you in the moment is not usually what addresses the root cause of that constipation. So you want to be hitting both simultaneously. And then, you know, as Natasha said, this respect for herbs as being as potent as, you know, pharmaceutical medication, your goal is not just to get on these herbs and stay on them for the rest of your life. The goal is to affect the healing, to restore the balance, and then, you know, just have your components that make up your healthy lifestyle, you know, enable you to stay in a good state of health without this continual. I mean, who cares if you're popping 13 herbs a day or 13 drugs a day? You're still under the same, you know, negative situation as far as I'm concerned.
Natasha, when you talk about the reabsorption and the rebuilding and the reformation of a healthy gut and intestinal tract, you know, if you're coming from a place like where Jenny came from, when everything is so inflamed and so run down, I mean, I'm sure that she had to go through a different level of tolerance in her body. You know, she talked a little bit about what you can handle and what people can handle at the beginning, but tolerance has to be brought in as well of what we can handle.
Yeah, I remember in the beginning working with Ginny for almost 3 months and giving her literally a pinch, like a 16th of a teaspoon, you know, of one particular product and a specific growth medium. And then, you know, when she could tolerate that, then I would increase the frequency, not the dose. And we literally, you know, held hands here for 3 months to get her gut to tolerate. And people don't understand that whenever you take a cleansing agent, whether it's for a rectal exam or a colonoscopy or you're constantly popping laxatives, you're causing a huge disruption in your flora. And this lack of understanding is what's leading all of our young women, particularly in North America, to a very unhealthy lifestyle and a very unhappy lifestyle because they don't realize that their anxiety and mood swings is a cause by the disturbance in their gut. And by continually, you know, starving themselves and taking laxatives to evacuate is a long-term killer.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, Natasha, about that starting with just a pinch and gradually increasing is that, you know, for my readers, they'll say to me, well, which species do I start with? And I say, you have to test that mm-hmm. because each person's body will tolerate a different species. So this is the other reason why you don't want to start with a multiple species probiotic product. You want something that has one species in one jar. And if you're having more than three bowel movements a day, it has to be in a powder form because a capsule, the transit time is too fast through the gut. So again, you're just wasting your money. So, you know, what I say to people is start with the baby strain, the B. infantis. And then after you can tolerate that, you're going to have to test the other three strains and see which one you should move to next because different people respond to different bacteria.
Well, and plus,
that's why you need a probiotic consultant, mm-hmm. somebody who really cares. I think we've gotten away in the industry, and really very few people understand what Ginny and I and you do, Jeff. This is the problem, and that people just put pop products in people's hands and think they're going to solve the problem that way.
Well, there is no one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter solution. Everybody has a different lifestyle and a different way of their body working and stress levels and cortisol and, you know, how they think and how they react and their mood. All of these factors are different. You can't cram us all in the same box. Like you said, Jenny, you got to do some hitting and missing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When you are looking at this program that you've gone through, there must have been, how far were you into it when you really started to feel the difference? I mean, dramatically feel like your life was coming back to you?
Well, I was testing everything simultaneously. So
right.
If I were to go on my protocol, I would probably have felt a difference in, you know, a month or two. But then everything was settled. But for me, like, I would try things that would have a beneficial effect. And then I would try something that set me back a month or two of healing. So this was part of my, so I would go forward and then I'd take a substance that, oh man, that was a bad trigger. That had, okay, forget that one. And, you know, I was also, you know, I wasn't just in North America. I was in Japan. I did acupuncture at a Zen monastery for 6 months. I was taking things from the, like, I tried a wide range of herbal remedies and treatments. So there was a lot of two steps forward, one step back in my journey. And it took me a total of 7 years to heal myself.
Would you have done it any differently? I mean, or do you think what you did brought you here to become the teacher that you are today?
I think that if I'd had the internet, I could have done it a lot differently. I think I would have speeded up that 7 years to maybe two, honestly. But the internet did not exist at that time. So I was just, it was all word of mouth and going to libraries. And there was just, you know, it slowed everything right down. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it takes you 2 years or 7 years. You know, I'm fully healthy. I have 3 kids. I run 2 businesses. I travel all, like, I am fully healed. None of this is a part of my daily thoughts even. So that's worth however long it takes.
You know, Natasha, you talk a lot about restoration and rebuilding, and I stress this all the time, your healthy trinity, because, you know, the tools all add together, the tool of diet, the tool of exercise, and the tool of a quality probiotic. And, you know, I think once we commit that healthy trinity of ideas together, and we think about it, and we commit it to, you know, memory every single day, that's when we start to live.
I think also the other factor that I really want to throw in there, because this is where my readers will, mm-hmm. they'll get to the place where they're off drugs, they're managing all their symptoms using natural methods. But if you want to fully heal to the place where this is not even in your consciousness, you have to address the emotional and psychological components of your dis-ease. And so we're now back into the idea that the body, mind, and spirit are actually a unified interface. And so you can't just address things physically. You have to go back and you have to say, well, what are the physical reasons I manifested this particular illness and not heart disease or not this? And what are the emotional reasons? What are the trauma? What are the pieces of trauma that happened to me in my life? Or perhaps you're in an ongoing relationship that's abusive in a subtle way that you haven't even realized it, but your body knows and your gut is tightening and your gut is churning out extra acid and there's all these other things. So people have to also look at the emotional component to their healing, and they have to go into any pain or trauma, whether that's remembered or from early childhood, to get full healing from these diseases.
You know, Natasha, a lot of people don't like to talk about the gut and the colon and elimination and things like that, and they find it uncomfortable to talk about, and it probably is the topic they should be talking about first.
You know what? I always tell them, get over it. it's like the most important thing you should be appraised of. And Ginny hit on a point that, you know, not only do we have a psychological problem, but the chemicals produced in our gut, like 90% or more of our serotonin, is produced by the digestive process and the help of the beneficial bacteria. And as you know, the serotonin is the feel-good drug. So if you're not producing the right chemicals in your second brain area, which is your gut, and delivering it to the first brain, you have not only a psychological, but you have a physiological problem. And I think if we want to make advancement in natural healing, we have to address both the physiological and the psychological. And we have to understand each and every area of our gut and the bacteria that's in there if we're going to understand how to live better, because the combination of all the genetic material found in the 100 trillion microbiota that lie in our GI tract controls our state of health. It's 99% controlled by that microbiota or the microbiome, and only 10% is controlled by our genetic material. So you see, bacteria can actually switch on and off millions of genes. So that change in your gut, it has a huge ramification about your lifestyle and your health on many, many levels. And we have to get out of that era of thinking that I'm going to take this magic pill and it's going to solve all my problems and I don't have to be an adult and take responsibility for the bad choices I've made.
I just want to say an amen right there.
Me too. Absolutely.
That's absolutely fantastic and spot on. Absolutely.
Jenny, is there anything that you, maybe one or two quick points you'd like to leave the listeners with today, things that they might just want to do and find out if they're even a candidate for heading in the direction that you're in?
Well, one other thing that people tend to mess up on is taking prebiotics, mm-hmm. because the theory behind prebiotics is that, they'll provide food for the good bacteria, and so that's a great way of improving your gut health. And what they're not taking into account is, they're food for the bad bacteria too. So depending on what is predominating in your gut, if you're taking a lot of prebiotics, you could be feeding and increasing your bad bacterial population. So that's the thing that I tend to tell my people to stay away from, at least until they've had, say 2 solid years of high dose probiotic supplementation to get a really good flora happening in there. And then, in terms of people using my protocols to heal themselves, they have to be ready. They have to be ready to move into that mindset that Natasha just spoke to, where you go, I'm in control. I have to take charge of my health. I have to realize that this is a multi-step, multiple interface process that's going on in my life, and there's no magic pill. And I have to go through the roots of every contributing factor, and I have to holistically balance and heal my life.
I think the interesting thing that we're going to walk away from this today thinking, I have to take a look at what's going on. And sometimes we know when we have problems, we just don't want to realistically deal with them. And I want people to hit this head on. I want them to deal with these problems because, sometimes we can address them while they're molehills and speed bumps before they become mountains. And there's a lot of hindsight out there. And I think Natasha will be the first to tell you as well that if we would do healthy things along the way, we wouldn't be in as many of the messes that we're in. Right, Natasha?
Exactly, and that's that whole thing that we're looking for a quick fix. I just want to leave everybody with this thought that all the diet plans recommend that you take artificial sweeteners, which are a form of prebiotics, meaning it's an indigestible carbohydrate or sugar. And any simple carbohydrate that you ingest on a regular basis is changing the composition of your flora inside your gut. And that's leading to what we call the fat combination of bacteria that contributes to you gaining weight rather than maintaining a healthy weight. So this era of taking artificial sweeteners in order to reduce weight has to come to an end. It's part of that adult responsibility, whereas people really investigate diets and healthy lifestyles and not be sold by the quick fix and giving people excuses to do what they shouldn't be doing.
I agree 100%. Anything else you want to add, Jenny, in closing?
Well, the only other thing is let's touch really quickly on raw foods and fermented foods. These are great for people who are already healed or who have, say, if you just have IBS, you can likely tolerate going straight into those. But if you have active ulceration and inflammation, your gut is not capable of processing raw foods. So that's another big misunderstanding. So you can try juicing those raw vegetables, but you may find that gives you diarrhea. So in that case, you can't use it because if you're in that state, you're probably underweight as well. So that's the one thing to watch out for. And then with the fermented foods, again, often we find that people have to establish quite a good gut flora before their bodies can make use of the bacteria in the fermented foods. So the fermented foods are not a frontline treatment. They're more of a after you use, a therapeutic probiotic that fulfills all the requirements we talked about before to get your gut flora healthy and strong, then add in the fermented foods, then they're awesome and they're fantastic to, keep that good gut flora going.
Well, I want to thank both of my guests today. Of course, you're bringing so much to the show, so much information and knowledge. Natasha Trenev, of course, Jenny Patel Thompson, thank you for being here. Don't forget about Jenny's book, Natural Treatments for Gut Infections. You do need to pick that up and get it at your bookstore. However, get it in your library. For more information on the show, go to my website, radiowithjeff.com, and visit my show page on radiomd.com. I want to thank you all for listening. Be well and stay healthy.
Thank you.